saying this is the year of tremendous inroads. Bela kalosote, say not in your heart, I've heard that before. But rather embrace every acclamation of going forward. For miracles are around you, present tense. I'll open your eyes and you'll see. You'll see everything that present tense is. It's taking you forward into that which is impossible. I've placed a word in your mouth as a people. And I've placed my word. The word that I gave you to receive revival is from me. But I've given you a more sure word, which is my written word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that word will never, never pass. Even in heaven, in ages to come, in the annals of glory, you'll discuss the promises that gave you entrance into my kingdom and held you steady on this earth. Walk faithful in this year. Find that my promises are yea and amen to them that believe, saith the Spirit of grace. You'll find more and more saturation of my spirit developing atmosphere, says the Spirit of grace. For atmosphere is a turning. It's the turning of the tide. It's the turning of the change of the tables being turned against the flesh and against the strongholds of the enemy. And even in heavenly things where spirits of authority hold in garrison, great authority illegally over the body of Christ. That you'll find change in this. A likeness, a lighting, as in the pressure of things around you begin to lighten up in the atmosphere of the services. For I desire to bring all these things in for the purpose of the harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. There'll be benefit. There'll be benefit to those, even to those who don't pray, even to those that are very nominal in their walk, for those that'll just, even in the effort to come and go and be in a place where those who are bringing forth and birthing, just to sit in that presence will give many a head start and pull them up out of where they're at. Places of giving permission to the flesh and a melancholy life. I'll pull many out just by the atmosphere, saith the Spirit of grace. Pray this in to all intercessors who have ears to hear. This is the bread that I've asked you to pray down. It is the atmosphere of heaven. Though you cannot feel it, though you cannot see it, though it does not seem like a reality at times, there is an atmosphere beyond this one. It's electrified with my presence. It has in it hope. It has in it expectancy for miracles. It's the strength that people ride into places and receive miracles. What is it that brings about change? How does that, where does that line, where is that line crossed? You may say in the contemplation of your heart, but this is what I've been petitioning you for many, many years to pray down. Because in that electrified atmosphere, even the least of believing and believers begin to take upon themselves a hope. Something changes with inside of them. When I said to those, do you believe that I can do this? Just before I would heal them, Do you think that they stood there and answered yes by something that they of themselves were able to muster up? They were feeling my presence on my son. Because he stayed in my presence, the atmosphere around him electrified others and brought others into a hope and even into a faith that says, yes, I believe that you could do this. This is what I'm asking you, all of you, to pray into existence. It changes a town, it changes a community, it changes a state even. Thousands and thousands.